I think my producer, Mike, who usually picks out wonderful music, is altering his normal music program on behalf of Representative Liz Linehan, who used to be in the music business. That's not hers? No?
It's definitely not mine, is it? I can't hear it. It sounds sleepy to me. I can't.
Yeah, it was sleepy. It didn't sound like you, but it didn't sound like us either, so I wasn't sure what was going on.
How are you doing?
That was Mike. He's feeling sleepy. So I'm doing great. Nice to have you here. I was thinking about, you know, we've been talking about, well, we had our regular prison guest on to start the show, Mike Leibowitz, and we've been getting a lot of calls in support of him, which was interesting. Have you ever heard him on the air?
I think I heard him once, and I did find what he had to say very interesting.
He's a really smart guy, and the reason I'm doing a lot of prison stuff because I just feel like prison, the whole system is just gross, and you know, it's a hard thing to deal with. I give people credit who work in the prisons and who have to deal with everything, but at the same time, I feel like it's not a constructive part of our society. And then on the other hand, I'm afraid of your party, which wants to reform prisons. And, you know, I think their main motivation will be to let everybody out so they can sign them up to vote and then drive them to the polls. So I'm not sure what to do. Do you have a committee that deals with any of that?
Well, it would be the Judiciary Committee. But let me just say, I have to laugh at you for that absolute blanket statement on Democrats wanting to let people out of jail vote. I think that's ridiculous, and you've never once asked me my feelings on that.
Well, I'm asking you right now.
I've always thought to be actually very tough on crime. One of the very first bills that I passed in 2017 was creating a new crime of commercial sex abuse of a minor. We've already arrested people in Connecticut for that. It is a Class A felony. If they are under 13, it is a Class B felony for over 13. Some of these cases are going to start going to court very soon, so we'll see them put away for a long time.
All right, but that's not prison reform. That's showing your muscle on your acting like a Republican on tough on crime.
If I was acting like a Republican, does that mean that I'm speaking with authority from my great and unmatched wisdom?
Yeah, well, probably, yes. I mean, you do have a lot of wisdom.
I do. I'm not old enough to have wisdom. How about I'm just bright?
No, everybody picks up, and some people actually have wisdom from birth. And you might be one of those people, because you're kind of a natural at this politics. So Linehan, what prison reform, do you have thoughts on that?
You know, I don't know enough about it to really be able to, as I say, speak with authority. I think that it would require me to delve deeper into it, but I do have to say, in my personal experience, I do believe in restorative justice, whether or not that means sending people to jail and then giving them an opportunity to better themselves while in jail, or does that mean that we don't want to send people to jail for non-violent crimes? I mean, these are all things that I to look into. And
well, you know what bothers me, though, Liz, is and you know, I just want to tell everybody, I didn't tell Liz I was going to bring this up because I didn't know. It was just kind of a spontaneous thought, and we were going to talk. But I'm sandbagging you a little bit, but I think that there should be some way to treat people as human beings and also have government, if they're going to run the prisons, let them be responsible for good outcomes. If 60% of the of people coming out of prison, I forget what the verb is, recidivate, I think?
Recidivism, which is a major issue.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's utter failure if what you're, and I think that the problem is that what the corrections people are incentivized to do is to make sure people come back and that they have a nice system of permanent full prisons, just like the FBI or whoever it is likes having a permanent war on drugs and you know, like the Pentagon wants to have permanent war. It's a natural thing for government agencies.
Well, you know that I actually don't believe in these deep state conspiracy theories, but I do actually believe that if we went to private prison systems, that this would absolutely be an issue. Here in Connecticut, I don't have the numbers on me, but our prison population has dwindled. I know this because I live in and represent Cheshire, where we have some prisons, and that number has gone down, the number of inmates. However,
however sounds like the good part of our conversation. We'll continue with Liz Linehan in just a minute, state rep from Cheshire. 860-522-9842. Okay, Liz Linehan is here, and tell us the rest of the story, Liz.
So what I was saying is that I believe that you should be teaching a man to fish instead of fishing, right? So really,
oh, we're getting wicked breakup from you now. If you know a direction you could turn and get a better signal, Liz.
Yes, I am moving towards the window.
Okay, good.
By the way, I'm in the middle of Senator Mary Abrams' vaping forum, so people are looking at me and laughing, wondering why I'm on the phone in the corner. But anyway, I believe that we should teach a man to fish instead of catching fish for him. And I think that if we're really looking at stopping recidivism, we need to make sure that people who are in our prison system are learning skills and trades that get them a good job once they're out of the system. And a lot of people go to say, well, then why shouldn't they just go to school? Why wouldn't, and then they wouldn't be in jail in the first place. We all know that there is education discrepancies across socioeconomic platforms. And so there's all those issues that go into it.
Yeah, but Liz, let me just jump in on that, because I've talked to several prisoners, including Mike Leibowitz, about this. And what I hear is that even the programs, they're called programs in prison, even when they have programs, the programs are mostly nonsense that people sign. For example, I had a prisoner telling me the other day that if there is a reasonably attractive female who's teaching a class, it'll be a busy class. And not because anybody's studying anything that's in there, but just they haven't been near a woman in so many years. They want to have that experience. And that people are on the list of having gone through a program, or that they're going through a program that they were in like 3 years ago, the impression I get is that what the corrections departments generate is a lot of bluff and bluster, and that they aren't actually teaching. That, for example, prisoners, I'm told, this is anecdotal, but I hear this from people who've served time, that if you go into prison not knowing how to read and write, you leave prison not knowing how to read and write. And those are all the obvious things, the tools you would need to give people, have to do with how to survive in the world, right?
Oh, and that's exactly why we need prison reform. And I am certainly not here doing this interview saying that our prisons are all...
Now you're breaking up again. But before, when you walked, are you still near the window you said you were walking to? Because it sounded good for a moment.
Oh, yeah, I have both. Maybe the universe doesn't want you to know my opinion.
Well, maybe it's you unconsciously polluting the phone signal.
It would be subconsciously. Consciously, I wouldn't be able to talk to you because I'd be passed out.
Oh, no, your unconscious mind is there operating below the level. But it's the same thing, the two words. Don't be a wise guy. All right, let's see if we can get a statement out of you without breakup on the, because my concern with the correction department is it's part of the government, and the government overall, state, federal, is a disaster. Doesn't do anything well except
prisons who will make money off of keeping you someone in jail. I think that flies in the face of everything that you said you wanted to avoid.
Why is that?
Because these are people who make money if someone is in jail.
You think the people who operate the state prison system, which I believe is the second biggest line item in state government, you think they're not making any money?
Well, I mean, that there are salaries, but I believe, as I'm part of the Juvenile Justice Policy Oversight Committee, because I'm the chair of the Children's Committee, and I will tell you that every single person in that room believes wholeheartedly in keeping people out of prison and helping people to live good, productive lives once they're out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that someone makes profit off of these. If someone makes a salary to do the work, then they deserve that salary to do the work. I can't vilify state workers because they happen to work for a prison, the prison system, and then get paid to do their job.
No, I'm not objecting to, I'm not vilifying anybody. I'm saying that humans respond to incentives, and the incentives in bureaucratic departments have to do with how to survive with inside the bureaucracy, not to how to turn out a great product, because there is no connection between their product and their incomes. And in a private sector, the reason markets are the most brilliant thing that we have in our society, and why all of the best outcomes on the planet come from market-driven systems and evil corporations operating inside them, like Apple, that makes, probably has created more jobs than any company in human history and made more people rich and happy and productive. Those evil corporations, that's where we get great results in our society, because you can build incentives. So if you had a private prison system that where the incentive was on lowering recidivism, then they would find a way to lower recidivism.
And so how are you going to incentivize lowering recidivism to a for-profit prison system when ultimately you want to reduce spending in state government as well, because the state government is going to have to pay this for-profit prison system to keep inmates in there. And there is not any incentive for them that would outdo the money that they would get for keeping someone in prison for 20 years. It just didn't work out. And you know, I adore you, and I love our conversations. But once again, I find myself saying you're comparing apples to oranges to sides of beef. Apple is a great corporation, and yes, they're putting people to work, and they're turning out great products that make my life easier. But that is not the same as a for-profit prison system.
Because
they may actually each be a corporation or a business, but they are certainly not in the same thing.
Well, in my observation, there is bad government and bad government, and there are great corporations and every other kind of corporation in the spectrum. But if government, part of the problem, I think, with for-profit prisons has been that they're operating inside of government, and that the incentive for the people who are doing the oversight is to maybe get kickbacks and donations for their campaign and stuff like that. It's very easy to create incentives, I think, for prisons to lower the recidivism rate. But the problem is this, you know, you've got to set up that system, and you have to do it with bureaucrats. And I'm not sure how you get from here to there, but I don't know how you fix the prison system if it's being run by a corrupt state government that doesn't do anything well.
I mean, how do you go from the state prison system to a privatized prison system and keep state government out of it, when ultimately the judiciary system is the one that puts people into the prison? So you absolutely cannot take state government out of the entire prison system.
Yeah. So I understand your feeling that it may be hopeless, that there's no way to fix anything inside of state government.
I never feel hopeless, Todd Feinberg. Never, ever, ever.
No, but that's what you're suggesting, and you may be correct. But and I'm not necessarily. I didn't bring up private prison systems, by the way. But it is a good idea. Anything that could actually lead to great results instead of the horrific corruption and squander of assets that goes on right now, and the ignoring of the truth of who people are, who you're keeping behind bars. That's all being ignored. So we've got to find a way to fix that. We're out of time, though. Liz Linehan, as always, you are terrific at just going into whatever conversation brings us to. So enjoy your vaping. We'll talk about it another time.
I'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Liz Linehan, state rep from Cheshire.